You're such an asshole.
I got good news, boys and girls. Cappy's all caught up with A-hole Consulting, and I could do some originals. It's been that long, yeah. So we're working on the darn house. All right, we're going to talk about synthetic and authentic mental illnesses. All right. Now let us go into the before time. Okay, join me. No one's going to get that joke. In the before time, what gave most of humanity purpose, value, and reason in life was their family and their children. Because that's the only thing thus far we figured out to do on this planet is to perpetuate the species. Right? But beyond that, sometimes people were eccentric or a little bit more individualistic and said, well, I want to do more than just procreate. I want to do something else. A lot of that times I'll become a warlord and enslave a bunch of people, or I'll become king and then I'll get murdered because everybody wants to be king. And so my stepbrother and the regent and all that other stuff, look up all of history, not just European history, all of history. Everyone wanted to be king, which means everyone wanted to have an early death. But then as we more or less got out from underneath slavery, monarchy, government, where it was people by the people for the people, and technology came along, industrial revolution, we're allowed to pursue things beyond just merely fornicating and breeding. And you'd have kind of like a profession, or maybe become an artist or an actor or something, whatever, the limitless number of things you could have done. And it didn't even have to be recognized by society. It could, I'm a mountain climber. No one really sees it, but I'm going to climb all these mountains. I'm going to be an adventurer, whatever else it is. And all these hobbies, all these endeavors and pursuits in life, whatever it was, famous or not, recognized or not, didn't matter, was what you wanted to do. In addition with having family is what gave people value. Now, we don't have to go that far back into the way back time or way back machine to find out when the before time ended. Because now, as we've had government for the people, by the people, the universal law, the universal trait of the human race has been laziness. And when you combine that with democracy now and technology to make things essentially free where you don't have to work for a living, now we're at this state, this stage, this post-Maslowian. We got no problems. And so what is it? What gives you value? What's the point and purpose? And so whereas survival, I know it sounds not exciting, but just to get by, just to be a self-supporting adult, that was one of my greatest accomplishments in life. I was 18, went to college, nothing, had a little bit of money I saved up in high school. To become a self-supporting adult and not have to answer to anyone because I owed no one anything, that was a great achievement. That unto itself, it still gives me value to this day. Because at 18, I did more than what most 40-year-olds today do. Heck, 60% of the population still relies on a government check. They're not independent people. So that journey, that galvanization process, turning me into a real man, women turn into a real woman, that gives me value, gives me pride, and it makes it that my life doesn't count. But now, combination of technology, democracy resulting in socialism, and I would even say a virus. Generally, we could call it feminism if you wanted to, but where we've eliminated the opposite sex as something valuable and something we should aim for to ultimately have children. Now, what normally gave humans value, purpose, and reason in life, whether that was adventuring or accomplishments or going through trials or tribulations and prevailing at the end, or something as simple as having a family, that's taken off the table. And whereas prevailing against nature is what got you to survival, now we don't even have to do that. But the desire for human, or the human desire for purpose and value and meaning in life, that doesn't go away. That's been with us since time immemorial. Why do you think religion comes along? Why do you think there's love? Why do you think there's children? But now you don't need children. Oh, no. That group, that sex over there don't like you. I really don't want you. Children. Oh, no, that's, I don't know. And survival, prevailing over nature, becoming a real independent man or woman? No, you're entitled. Here's some government money paid for by those actually independent people. But even though everything's bought and paid for on Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that doesn't give you agency and purpose and value in the world. And so now the lazy, which is here, it's just the majority of the population, the majority of the population is dependent upon the government or a partially dependent upon the government. The lazy and the unindustrious need some kind of value, purpose, and reason and agency in the world. And to have authentic purpose, reason, value, agency in the world, you must do something authentic. You must do something industrious. You must become something real, whether that's a profession or physical or whatever else have you. But people don't want that because above all else, laziness, the universal trait of humanity, has made it so it's overpowering, actually, where it's like, no, you don't want to do anything industrious, anything but anything industrious. And so now you have this kind of quasi-conscious of this world that shouldn't exist. It's like plasma. It's a state of being of matter that I guess it does exist at super high temperatures. But it's a theoretical where I haven't achieved nothing, but I still have value. And now let us introduce mental illnesses. This generally falls under a philosophy, not philosophy, a rule of law that I call traitism, where people derive value from traits they were born with. And you can see where in today's world, where everything is kind of bought and paid for through socialism or technology. Well, I don't want to work, but I still want to have value. OMG, look, a color of skin. Oh my, OMG, I'm looking in the mirror. I got brown eyes. OMG, my gender. And you see that where people value their traits. The new religion is traits, traitism. Who fornicated to result in, who fornicated, didn't abort me and resulted in me? OMG, I'm so amazing because of these traits I was born with. Now, some traits are obviously identifiable, race, gender, generally. No one's really gotten into the brown-eyed people or the blue-eyed people. We haven't had blue-eyed people rights yet, just yet. I'm proud of my brown-eyed heritage. But in the United States in particular, but this is not universal across the globe because there's not, we don't have a predominantly or a majority white population all around the world. But here, a problem that faces people, let's say you're in the much hated scapegoat group. You are male or you are white or worse, you're both. And heaven help you if you're all three where you're straight too. Right. So what this then presents, and keep in mind, this is only those most prone to a trait, this subdivision or subcategory of traitism. So you say, let's say you're straight white male. You don't want to work as much as the other. You're no different. You don't want to work. But if somehow I could attain victimhood status, then I too can play the woe is me game. I'm the oppressed in victimhood. Give me the governments. Give me the stimmy checks. And now we have a huge jump in mental disorders, a huge jump in mental illness. And like a trait, even though some traits you are born with, other traits you can claim to have. Another one is religion. I'm this religion. I'm oppressed because the majority of people in this particular country are not this religion. I'm an oppressed minority. Give me preferential treatment. Give me money. But this mental illness has a ramification for other people because it's wicked and it's more not unstable. It's like an isotope. I think an isotope is an element that has one extra electron. So it's volatile and relaxed within. So here's, and everyone is running to it because again, it is not exclusive to the boogeyman of whatever country you're in this particular case, white males. Straight white males, right? Everybody can play this game in claiming that you have a mental illness when you don't. Right? So now we have to talk about the difference between authentic mental illness and synthetic mental illness, right? Authentic mental illness, that's authentic. It's real. You actually do have dyslexia. We just had a client yesterday. He says, yeah, I got tested. I authentically have dyslexia. Okay, you do. No, I'm autistic. I'm like Rain Man. Maybe I'm not even aware of it. Yes, schizophrenia, chemical imbalances, whatever else. So mental illness is a real thing. It does exist. But it's just too darn tempting for people who don't want to work for a living to claim they have a mental illness when they don't. And now we have synthetic mental illness. Now it gets a little obscure little gray, the genesis of this, right? Because it's not someone consciously saying, yeah, I see what's going on here. If I'm somehow disabled or I have some kind of disability, I can claim the free government gimme that's. I don't think it's that clear just yet because they come from school. They come from a childhood. And this environment predisposes people, sometimes fully convinces them and fools young boys and girls that they think they actually have a mental illness. For example, ADHD, anyone? I'm still, okay, dyslexia, fine. You know, okay, depression, that's a thing, especially, you know, you got suicidal tendencies. Schizophrenia, yeah, okay. Bipolar, but ADHD, oh, you're just a boy locked up in a prison called school and you're acting out? No, that's normal behavior. And when you make jokes, oh, I got a little bit of the ADHD or touch of the tism. But when you're in it, you're a little boy, little girl in school, and you're just acting normal because teachers suck and school is a prison. Now we tell you, you have a mental disorder. I can't wait to rush the school counselor. Oh, yeah, you got a prescription. Oh, here's your prescription. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. Now, let's assume you don't have a mental disorder. Okay. Oh, yeah. Now the internet connection is unstable. Hang on. Right when I'm in the middle, hang on. All right, hopefully that's back. So the genesis of the faking the mental illness, the synthetic mental illness, it starts early, right? It's not this kid making a conscious decision, oh, I got a diabolical plot, I'm going to, starts in the schools. And so any kind of behavior, boomer teachers and boomer parents, and now Gen X parents and Gen X teachers don't want to tolerate mental disorder, right? Now the kid's brought up believing they got a mental disorder. And then we're going to feed the kid full of drugs. Psychotropic drugs going to have an effect on them. And whether or not the kid actually had a mental illness or not, after a certain amount of time, it does not matter. Because living under the false assumption that you have a mental illness when you don't, or faking it to get yourself attention. Like, remember, go back into the 90s. Let's go in the way in the before time. In the before time, girls in the 90s thought it would be edgy to do fake makeout sessions on dance floors. This is when nightclubs still existed. And then they get attention. They had no intention of getting a guy. They just did it for attention. If you kept that behavior up, though, wouldn't that kind of have a psychological effect? And it's the same thing here. In this primordial gray goo, whether you were lied to claiming you had a mental illness, or whether you figured out intuitively, ooh, if I act like I have a mental illness, I'll get attention and be popular in school, and I'll get lower standards, and life will be put on easy mode. After a while, surprise, surprise, to the point now you're a 20-something or a 30-something, and you've either been on drugs, believing you actually have a mental illness that you don't, or you were faking a mental illness when you didn't have one. By that time, you're mentally ill. And so whether it's an authentic mental illness, in which case you are mentally ill, or it's a fake mental illness, you're still mentally ill. Because synthetic or not, it's still got the same effect. I'll give you another example, bipolar disorder. Do you ever notice how the majority of people who have bipolar disorder are hot chicks in their 20s? Yeah, no, it's just, she's a bitch, okay? And they use bipolar as an excuse to treat people like crap. Well, I just got bipolar. And that the temper tantrum, if any of you have ever dated a 9 or a 10, all right, I'm sorry, terribly sorry, but they have those temper tantrums. You know, one gal was screaming at me on the highway. Another gal was screaming at me because I didn't offer to buy her a soda when I went in to pay for some gas, like that type of stuff. It's amazing what happens when they turn 30. That never happens again. Or if you put your foot down and say, you pull that BS, because it's a choice. It's a choice. But here's the question to you. Whether it's synthetic or authentic, does it matter? Because if it is authentic, well, you can't do anything about it. Sorry, I don't date psychotic people. But if they're faking this, it's almost even worse, and a mental disorder unto itself. And so a lot of it, and this is for the younger people. This is why I'm bringing this up. And I've talked about it indirectly about this in the past a couple times. But life is put on such easy mode for younger people. And you are so propagandized by your teachers and the media and your parents to think, oh, you have traitism. Oh, you're this race or that gender or sexual preference, you know, or you're made up, designer sexual preference. Right. Not to say there aren't non-binary people. There are, but most people are, ooh, I'm pan. No, you're a tangent whore. That's what you are. But for you younger people out there, in part for yourself, where everyone's claiming, oh, you gotta grab a trait. You gotta grab a mental illness. You need a design. In my day, you needed high top Nike shoes. You need to roll your jeans. Girls had to add feather, bangy hair. In your day and age, you have to have an alternative non-straight gender. You must have some kind of, do your 23andMe. Hey, thank God I'm 12% Latino. Yay. See, I'm kind of a minority. And then you must have some kind of mental illness. Now, in my case, where I run into predominantly men, you guys are using it as whiny, complaining, excusey. I'm so having anxiety. Oh, no. That's as synthetic as a stripper's boob job. Get that out of here. All right. And if it was like, oh, I work out and I do this and I have a job, but I'm still anxious. Okay, maybe. No. It's all I live at home and I don't do anything. I'm anxious. No, you just haven't had your ass kicked yet. You haven't gone out in the real world. But whether it is people claiming, oh, you have a mental disorder. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, here's your trait. Oh, now go out there and give me that. So the free attention is at lower standards. Or you're a sane person and you start dating or interacting with other people and everyone's got their disorder. Everyone's got their designer mental illness. Doesn't matter. And you need to know the layout of this landscape. So when you do, everybody has a bipolar girlfriend story. So that when you go on a date with a girl and the first date goes well, then you go on the second date and she ever utters the words, is she acting all weird and like, what's wrong? If you don't know, I'm not telling. That happens, bipolar, goodbye. Whether she has it authentically or not, you save yourself, ask Rollo Tomasi. Save yourself a year of time. Save yourself a world of psychological trauma. Gone, out, faking it or not. Girl's dating a guy and he's all emo. Oh, I'm depressed, social anxiety, but he doesn't go to the gym. Out, gone. It doesn't matter, synthetic or authentic. It does not matter because you can't date someone who's authentically mentally ill. And you sure as hell don't want to date someone who's faking it. And over time, they will become mentally ill faking it long enough because that's all they got in life. And think how sad and pathetic that is when all you got is your trait. Especially if it's synthetic and made up. Ooh, look at me. I'm edgy. I'm a Bulbasaur sexual. And you actually believe it? I don't know. Bulbasaur, that's a joke on Pokemon. But like, oh, you act, okay, you're bisexual. All right. See, but you were lying to yourself. You're doing it just to be edgy. Doesn't that kind of mess with your head by the time you're 30? So for you youngins now, where everyone's rushing out to get their traits instead of just being themselves and working a real job and supporting themselves and becoming a real man or a woman. And everyone's got their little card. Ooh, look who I am. Ooh. And then, life is so difficult. I have a case of the, what's another one that people use as an excuse? It's not autism or Asperger. I'm being harsh on the guys because no girl likes a whiny, self-pitying guy. And you guys don't, you're not depressed. You just don't get outside and exercise. And you're not interacting with the rest of us. What is it? It's not anxiety. What is it? Whatever. No. Call BS. Find the normal people. Find the intellectually honest people. Have sympathy for those who are genuinely mentally ill, authentically mentally. Oh, that's fine. Okay. But you got to suss out, and it's going to happen in an increasing trend. Because instead of becoming a plumber, instead of becoming an engineer, instead of becoming a pilot, instead of becoming just a good wife or a husband, everyone has to have their trait. Everyone's going to have their eccentricity, their designer mental illness, their designer problem. Because it's just too damn hard to go and work and become an accomplished individual. Am I right? And all the society in the world, the Democrat political party, the public education system, the media, college, even your own damn parents will give you every excuse in the world. Here's your trait. You're special. Oh, and you're disabled or oppressed or somehow disadvantaged. I can't do anything. I can't get the girls. You're sitting on your ass not going to the gym. No, I'm depressed. I have social anxiety. I can't go to the gym. All right, fine. Get out of here. And so for younger people, you got, for those of you who want to make something of your life and you want to interact with other people, mark my words, down the road, this synthetic, this AstroTurf mental illness or this AstroTooth turf value, faux value, you're going to be able to have to suss that out very quickly. And I'm just giving you the simple axiom, the simple rule to follow. Authentic or not, synthetic or authentic, doesn't matter. It's mentally ill. Boom, there we go. Any super chats today? Yeah, true. No, I don't believe you guys have the disease. No, I don't. Look, how about this? How about all these people? I have this. I have no, no. How about this? Go run a marathon. Train for a marathon. That'd be like a 3-month deal at least. And when you run the marathon, you accomplish something. You do something. Then tell me if you still feel. Heck, even in the middle of the training, once you start running 5 miles, you tell me if you feel bad anymore. Crappy, my favorite cam girl. Boo-boo for 9 Polish zlotys. Here we go. Swell isotopes are different electron configuration of an element. What am I thinking? The ones that are volatile? Like ozone, that's volatile. It's 3 oxygen parts, right? It's always looking to interact with something. Scott Wilson, 5%. I think it's pronounced sidlexia. Oh, sidlexia. What's the one where you're just not good at math? They came up with something like dyscalculia. Is that the one? I always think of the Count Dracula. Fred Freeman saw $2. Cuddle Wilkins really didn't have a mental disorder. No, she just came from a soft life. Daddy paid for everything. But here's the thing. If you live in that environment long enough, you will actually develop a real mental illness, which is why it doesn't matter the why or the how or the who or the genesis of that person does not matter. They're mentally ill on a functional level. They could be faking it or it could be real. It's the gal who slashed my tires. Okay. One of the gals that slashed my tires. Doesn't matter if she knew exactly what she was doing or she was mentally ill. Bitch still slashed my tires. Not acceptable. Okay. It's just not, I don't care how you got here. I don't care if you're doing real heroin made from poppy seeds or heroin made in a lab. You're still a junkie. That's why I'm trying to point out to the youngins now. Fred Freeman saw $2. Pew, 56% of white liberal women less than 30 have a mental condition. Huh? Oh, under 30. 56%. Right. Okay. And exactly. Well, one, that's what happens when you lie to an entire generation about their nature. Yes. What happens when you lie to an entire sex about their nature? And do they really have it or is it just a cope? That's what I want to know. But do you want someone who's on some kind of medical prescriptions, either because they're too weak to accept that, oh, you got to go out and do things in life to have value, purpose, and agency, and they're using their mental illness as a cope? Or are they actually mentally ill? In either case, you don't want them. Right? Fakers or real. See, it's the opposite of boobs. Now, I know there's probably different philosophies and beliefs on this. I don't care. Fake or natural. Give me them big old titties. Tig old bitties. I don't care. Fake. Don't care. It's the opposite for men. Fake or real. I don't care. I want nothing to do with it. So it's the opposite of the boobies. That's, see, there we go. I know you guys are. I'm a frying pan sexual. You like fish. There you go. Oh man, I should go catch some fish, fry up some fish, some butter, a little bit of seasoning. Get some trout out there. Is that it? That it? I think we're caught. No, a couple more. All right, let's go through it here. Finally getting to some originals today. Might have another original or two. Sean Adamson, $5. Don't take one yourself too seriously. Too offense to everything. Have a laugh. Better yet, share a laugh. Won't fix mental illness, but helps. It does for me. I love racial jokes. I told the girl an Irish joke at a restaurant. She was the waitress. She's like, oh, I'm like, it's an Irish. She's like, what? Are you Irish? I'm like, enough. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Funny's funny. Imagine all the people that are missing out on humor because they always look at humor as an offense, which humor by its definition, if it's really funny, has to take a stab at someone. You have to get a little nick out of somebody there. And if that person is strong enough, they'll find it funny too. But look at all the humor we're missing out on because everyone's fragi-vaggies. Fragi feelies. The competent man, $2. One of that slashed tires happened multiple times. There was two times my tires got slashed. I think separate girls. Well, my tires have been slashed 3 times. I think one girl did it twice, and then but there was only two. But yeah, it's happened to me twice. And it was one girl was bipolar. The other one, I have no idea what it was. She's just crazy. Charles Kiever, $5. Schizo, been institutionalized over 25 times in my 20s. Working in a biomedical field now, 32 years old. I see. I'm inclined to believe that if you were institutionalized. I'm not saying genuine mental disorders don't exist. I'm talking about the posers. You know, the Rachel Dolezals. Remember Rachel Dolezal? She took tanning pills and dyed herself. She ended up working for the NAACP, claiming she was black. Turned out she was white as the screen on my background. That's what I'm talking about. And that has to be an ultimate insult to people who suffer from genuine mental illness, just as it would be an insult to black people, although I don't know why you take value or agency in being black, but insulting, you know, like you're posing like us, you're not even black. You know, what the heck's wrong with you? But there's money in being a oppressed minority. Not lots of money. Enough to keep you from working hard and achieving your best. Alex Patino, the truck driving Latino agent in the field for $5. Since I was a kid, I make the same mistake when it comes to numbers. I know that 5 times 5 equals 25, but when I'm writing it fast, I write 20 and the easier, more mistakes. Yeah, if you're going fast, like I'll write wrong words. That's a very common thing for me is I write wrong words when I'm typing. So I always have to usually go back and read through what I'm writing. We could argue it's dyslexia, but like, okay, if there's a mental illness for you to have or a mental disorder, I'll take dyslexia. I'll take that over schizophrenia or real depression any day. Oops, I spelled tie instead of it. How will I ever survive in this horrible, horrible world? I guess I'll just spell it again. I know, and I'll give you, this is in the before time. In the 90s, I knew this guy. He claimed to have dyslexia. He got $1,000 a year in tuition for that. Well, and that was money. That was real money back in 1993. I'm like, you get $1,000 a year just because you spell tie instead of it? Spell tit. It's the same thing. Hey, Bob, Mom, all the same. All right, that's it. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.